Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
This is one of 2 weeks out of the year when you can say you're going over the river and through the woods to get to grandmother's house. But a lot of people are doing it through the air or on the road. Let's get some help in making those family trips a success from Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com. Based in Chicago. Cindy, thanks for joining me today. And you're on the phone, so you can't see the gray hairs on the side of my head, but I'm an experienced traveler with young children. And you know what? They're actually very good travelers. I'm going to brag on them right now. They're very good in airports and on airplanes. They deal with lots of different issues with panache and aplomb. So I'm very proud of them for that. But that's like 90% of traveling with kids is just keeping them occupied. And that's especially important when airports are especially busy this week.
Oh, absolutely. Airports, cars, it doesn't matter. You got to keep the kids occupied. And, you know, it's I was never a big believer in distracting kids with electronics. But when they're on a plane or in a car and it's a long trip, give them the iPad. It works every time.
Oh, you know what? I mean, before you have kids, you have a lot of thoughts. Well, don't give them the electronic pacifier. Yeah. And then you say a lot of things before you have kids, and then you have them, and then you understand why they're so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? Equally important is to keep them powered up. So make sure you have some way to plug it in if it's starts to die in the middle of the movie. You don't want that. So either an external battery pack with you, or if you're in the car, make sure you have a jack that's going to plug into your car somehow if it's not a USB.
Our kids are off. Their school's off the entire week, and some of their friends left on week-long Thanksgiving trips early Sunday morning. So clearly, they have listened to the advice about if you want to avoid delays, leave on the first flight.
Smart people, yes, absolutely. You know, really, though, most people drive on Thanksgiving. They don't fly. And, you know, so there are also ways to avoid a little of the traffic when you're driving. And that really also involves leaving early in the morning. It's not fun to get a bunch of kids up and get them in the car, but to get out of the city, especially before traffic gets too bad, it's really important. And I'm a big believer, especially on these really busy weekends like this, allow a little extra time and think about taking something besides the interstate. You know, those little old highways, the little blue lines on the map, you know, that go through towns and stuff. It might take you a little bit longer, but it's a lot less frustration because I just listened to the traffic report and it's backed up forever, right, on the Borman. So you could maybe take Ridge Road through Northwest Indiana and stop a little bit at stoplights, but at least you're not going to be just sitting there wondering when you're ever going to take off again.
Well, Cindy, I mean, the Borman Expressway in Northwest Indiana is in a permanent state of being jammed up. I mean, I think there's an 8-mile traffic jam at 4 a.m. on Christmas morning. That's just the way it is there. But I'm a big fan of the Dunes Highway. When we find ourselves going to Southwest Michigan, always get off in Gary and then go through Michigan City and the Indiana Dunes National Park. That's always a fun little
side journey.
It's a really
pretty drive to boot, yeah, especially in the fall. You know, the other tip I wanted to make sure people know, you know, I've just been driving a lot back and forth to Michigan, and the gas prices change significantly when you cross the state line. So I'm a big believer, especially with gas prices right now, is look at your Gas Buddy app. And when you're approaching the state line, you might find out it's cheaper to buy gas before you cross the state line or cheaper to wait until after. So you want to check the app to see where's the cheapest gas. It might be behind you, it might be right in front of you.
Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com, based in Chicago.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.